Why are we using an opt-out program and encouraging the sexual activity when we should be encouraging abstinence, teaching and encouraging abstinence?
That was the question from Majority Bloc board member Carl Palladino that stirred some serious debate. He made it clear that he felt the program stepped over the boundaries of the parent-child relationship, but was quickly challenged by other board members, including Dr. Barbara Seals-Nevergold.
The fact of the matter is that we're not condoning that behavior by providing condoms, and we're not usurping parental guidance.
According to the proposal that went before the board, parents in the school district will have the option to ask that their children not have condoms made available to them by school nurses. Otherwise, students will be required to go through sex ed courses to ensure they know the dangers of STDs and the possibility of pregnancy before condoms are given to them. Over 200 pregnancies are identified annually in the Buffalo Public Schools, which brought on this question from student representative Bakana Brown.
So why would you force the students to go to their parents knowing that they won't, and either they'll go find condoms, which I'm pretty sure some students will not go to a store because they'll feel weird buying condoms, and then they'll just have sex and then catch an STD or have kids?
Brown also reminded Palladino that both the use of condoms and abstinence as protection are already taught in high school health classes. Ultimately, the board voted 6-1 in favor of going forward with the program. Pending approval from the State Education Department, parents will receive the opt-out notices this August. The new sex ed courses will begin in September, and for eligible students, condom availability will start in January. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.